The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
You can't beat a catch-up with the Rush Hour, and you can't beat Dan Murphy's prices. They have the lowest liquor prices guaranteed.
I went to the dentist this morning. And the... Oh, dentist drill. Ugh. Flashbacks. The dumb things part of it is it was the first time I had been to the dentist in 12 years. Oh, I was really pushing it. Yep, 12 years. I went in, signed, filled in the new patient form and wrote, when was the last time you went to the dentist? And went, oh, 2007. And then the doctor, Dr. Sally, went, is that a typo? Are you sure you don't mean 2017? I went, nah, 12 years. So right now, I want to start the show with a quick poll. 133353, how long since you've been to the dentist? Were you silly? Did you do a dumb thing like me and leave it 12 years? I'm kind of curious to see if there's anyone out there who's gone longer than me. I'm actually surprised I can talk. I do still have all my teeth. They were in pretty good shape, you know, basic good principles from a young age. Brush and floss. I kind of feel like it's a bit of a life hack. Dentist life hack. Don't go. That's terrible advice. Do go to the dentist. I do have one cavity, actually. Have to go back. So 133353, just curious, just putting it out there. Has anyone been dumber than me and left it longer than 12 years between dentist visits? The phones are ringing.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
How long since you've been to the dentist? Oh, that painful sound, because I went this morning for the first time in 12 years. I thought that was pretty impressive in a bad way. I didn't think that anyone would be able to beat that. Longer than 12 years. It seems... I was wrong. Let's go to the phones. Donna in Palmyra, how long since you've been to the dentist?
20 years.
Why so long, Donna?
I don't know, actually. I'm not that horrified by them. I just didn't get there. But when I finally went there, I've been going every year since. And there's actually, my teeth are perfect. So I'm very lucky, actually.
So it was 20 years between drinks, so to speak, for you. But now you do regularly go.
Yeah, I do.
And what was the look on their face when you showed up after 20 years? Were they nervous?
Well, I didn't actually tell them that it was quite that long. I said it was about 6, and they believed that because my teeth were actually okay. So
that's maybe what I should have done. That's a good tact, is when they ask how long, just lie. Sophie, you're 11 years old, and your dad hasn't been to the dentist in quite a while.
Yeah.
How long?
35 years.
And why has Dad not been in so long? Does your dad have teeth?
Yeah, he has teeth. He doesn't have any filling.
Oh, God. I've heard this from a couple of people, that they just never brush their teeth. They've never been to the dentist and they're okay. Have you asked your dad why he hasn't been in so long? Does he have a particular reason or just can't be bothered?
I don't know. I've never asked him.
All righty, Sophie. Well, thank you so much for the call. We might have a winner here. Jim from Iluka, how long for you?
36 years.
I don't know whether to play the dramatic sting or the winner. I don't know if that's terrifying or impressive. Jim, how are your teeth holding up?
Nah, I've still got all my teeth. They're all good, except for the wisdom teeth, because when I was 21, that's what scared me about dentists. I had to go and have 4 wisdom teeth out at once, and I've never been back since.
Did you come away looking like you'd been stung by 1,000 bees?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it stayed with me for a week. It was the most terrible. It was a terrible event, I tell you. And that's what scared me. But I brush my teeth every day, though. So, and I look after them. And I've got a friend that's a dentist, and he says, you need to come and see me. And I'm thinking, no, I don't.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
A thief broke into a house in Perth over the weekend and then did something incredibly stupid. I'm going to ask you about dumb criminals next hour. But right now, I want to catch up on entertainment news. The only time I ever flick through those, you know, those glossy magazines is when I'm in the doctor's waiting room. So let's step in to the doctor's waiting room.
Okay, the doctor won't be long, so take a seat. We've got some magazines to flick through too, if you like.
Well, thank you very much. Starting off with some Survivor news. WA boy Luke Tocchi's Survivor exit has triggered an outpour of support and fundraising from fans. The Rockingham local was voted out last night and has since posted to Instagram reacting to the news, plus the news of the GoFundMe.
Yeah, I tried and didn't win, but Man, that GoFundMe page is nearly better than winning.
On the show, Luke was really vocal that if he won the 500 grand on the show, he would spend it making a better life for his three kids. He has two boys, both on the autism spectrum, and his baby Madeline, who was born right before he went on the show, has cystic fibrosis. So since Luke was voted out just last night, less than 24 hours ago, more than 31 GoFundMe pages have been set up, with the most popular currently at, this is the live check, $235,000. $235,442. Well on their way to that 500K. Someone who could afford to kick in some dosh is Jerry Seinfeld. Because Netflix have bought the streaming rights for the show. You can currently watch it on Stan in Australia, but it will be on Netflix. And only Netflix from 2021. It's not known exactly how much they paid, but it's believed to be far more than $730 million. Big payday for Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with having more money than you know what to do with? And finally, Rod Stewart news. Sir Rod Stewart has revealed he's beaten prostate cancer after a secret 3-year battle. The 74-year-old was diagnosed in February 2016, but only went public with the news that he's clear this week. His advice to men is to get checked, obviously, and his exact quote was, "Finger up the bum, no harm done." I don't know if I can say that on radio. Oh, anyway, all right, time to go.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
I want to hear about dumb crooks.
Dumb.
Because one struck in Churchlands, an intruder has fallen asleep on the couch after breaking in just after midnight last Friday morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
So the terrified woman who lived there woke up to the sound of the man breaking in, grabbed her 16-year-old daughter, climbed onto the roof and called the police. Pretty smart thing to do. When police arrived, the intruder was still asleep on the couch. Just fast asleep. This dumb intruder.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
133353. Dumb crooks. Do you have a story involving a dumb crook? I suspect that this guy, there was some drinking involved. But still, he's an intruder. He's a dumb crook.
Dumb.
And I want to hear about your stories. Did you have someone break in and do something dumb? Maybe they left all this expensive stuff and took something that was absolutely worthless. Did you catch someone breaking into a car and go, "Hey, can I help you there? Let me help." And just open your own car. And they went, "Oh, thanks." 133353. Stories of dumb crooks.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
I want to hear stories of dumb crooks.
Dumb.
Because a guy, an intruder, broke into a house in Churchlands late last week, fell asleep on the couch.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
Was still there when the police arrived.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
So 133353, have you encountered a dumb crook? Jody in East Perth.
I'd spent a few hours cleaning out my car and I had I'd gotten tired because it was too far to walk to the bin, so I left this bag of rubbish, which was quite clearly rubbish, on the front seat of my car. And they broke in and obviously got kind of upset because they threw it around the car.
So you reckon they broke into your car, went, "Oh, it's a big bag. It's probably full of money." But no, it was full of trash. So they just threw it back and walked away.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dumb.
Very, very dumb indeed. All right, let's go to Sherry in Redcliffe. Dumb crooks, what have you encountered?
So they broke into the car. They left about $10 or $15 worth of change in the ashtray, but they stole the purse out of the glove box containing one single woman's sanitary napkin.
Dum, 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 dum.
That might have been what they were after. You never know.
I know some guys can get grumpy, but that's a lot of effort for one single pad.
Dumb.
So good. Thank you so much, Sherry. All right, Kelly in Mandurah. So the story that I told was about a guy who broke in and fell asleep on the couch. This actually happened to you when you were a kid living with your nan. So that's what happened?
Yeah, Nan woke up and made us tiptoe around him until we woke up, finally. And she cooked him up a big breakfast and sent him on his way. So, yeah, she grew up in a pub in Kalgoorlie. Her parents were publicans, so she was a very good sport about it.
Wow, so she saw him and went, "Kids, can't, like, just settle down, don't wake him." She didn't panic.
Yeah.
She didn't call the police. She just waited till he woke up and cooked him breakfast.
Absolutely. We did tiptoe around. I remember being be quiet until he'd finally woken up. And yeah, cooked him up a big brekkie, bacon and eggs and the lot, and then sent him on his way.
Kelly, this doesn't sound like, I asked for stories of dumb crooks. This sounds like lucky crooks.
Yeah.
The luckiest lucky. Intruder ever.
Very lucky. Yeah. Yeah. And it was a good egg.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Brought to you by Dan Murphy's. This final season, picking a winner will be tough. Anyone could beat anyone, but no one will beat Dan Murphy's prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Let's end with something I like to do every now and then, a letter to the West Australian as stand-up comedy. I read the letters section every single day, and sometimes I read it and go, this person's being funny. So I present it, I read what they wrote in its correct setting. In a late-night stand-up comedy club. So this is by Paul from Lansdale, and it is called Gas Masks Needed.
So, don't know if you saw on the news, but India are holding their first ever farting competition this month. There was an article in the paper which finished with, "One hopes the venue is well ventilated." Yeah. Well, what would be more uncomfortable or dangerous for everyone involved is that if any of the competitors were to have a dodgy vindaloo the night before... Ooh.
This is The Rush Hour on Mix 94.5.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Rush Hour.
While you were busy listening to The Rush Hour, Dan Murphy's were busy beating prices on drinks around the country.